the rest of the story. With a name like John Goodson de la Motha Borglum, one would have to compensate by being very good at something. Well, Goodson Borglum was the best there was at what he did. In fact, the heads of statues he sculpted are larger than those of any other statues found anywhere else in the world. The man who carved a mountain is the rest of the story. Goodson Borglum was born in Idaho, 1867, son of Danish immigrants. He showed an early interest in art, eventually studied sculpture in Paris. Returning to the United States, he became increasingly fascinated with great Americans as artistic subjects. Something else began to intrigue him, the emotional impact of sheer enormity. In the rotunda of our nation's Capitol building resides one of Borglum's marble sculptures, a colossal bust of Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln's own son, upon viewing the work, exclaimed, "I never expected to see father again." This same bust also impressed the president of a women's organization. Her name was Helen Plain. Thus inspired, she approached Borglum in 1915 with an incredible proposal. Her society, seeking to honor a great American hero, decided that his head should be carved on a mountainside. The mountain itself had already been chosen. Considering sculptor Borglum's phenomenal talent, as well as his apparent preference for larger-than-life sculpture, it would be only fitting for him to accept the challenge. Well, Borglum reserved his enthusiasm until he'd actually seen the mountain which had been selected for the transformation. And it was breathtaking indeed. Yet he advised his prospective sponsors that a solitary head on the side of that mountain would look like a postage stamp on a barn door. And it was then and there that Goodson Borglum envisioned the world's largest single piece of sculptural art. Not one figure, but two, perhaps three, maybe four. And the project was begun. Since nothing like it had ever been attempted before, special techniques had to be developed. When the first head was completed, it was ceremoniously unveiled. Many of those gathered for the event were moved to tears by the stirring sight. But this, well, this is the rest of the story. Sculptor Borglum got into an argument with some of the directors of the project. And then he withdrew his services. Angrily destroyed his models so that no other artist could fulfill his intentions. The directors were so incensed that they demanded the issue of a warrant for his arrest. And Borglum found out about it in time and fled the state. And it would take other artists 44 years to finish what he had started. The figures of Confederate President Jefferson Davis and General Robert E. Lee and General Stonewall Jackson immortalized in granite on Georgia's Stone Mountain near Atlanta. But sculptor Goodson Borglum abandoned that undertaking only to start over elsewhere in South Dakota with different subjects. He might have spent the rest of his life hacking away at Stone Mountain to the glory of the heroes of the Confederacy. But instead, and to avoid arrest, he went west. And then and there, as a fugitive from the law, began another colossal sculpture, this one of Washington and Jefferson and Lincoln and Teddy Roosevelt, this one on Mount Rushmore. And now you know the rest of the story.